some breaking news now. And the Radio 2 presenter Steve Wright has died at the age of 69. He joined the BBC in 1980 and had been a fixture at Radio 2 for almost 30 years. The controller of Radio 2, Helen Thomas, said Steve Wright was quite simply a broadcasting legend and one of the absolute greats. Radio 2 plans to celebrate his legacy with a range of programming across the station. BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Mike Powell. One of the UK's greatest broadcasters, Steve Wright, has died suddenly at the age of 69. Steve Wright hosted shows on the BBC for more than 40 years, joining Radio 2 in 1996. He was last on air on Sunday, hosting a pre-recorded special Valentine's Day edition of his Love Songs programme. His fellow presenter, Jeremy Vine, said his death had come as a complete shock to everyone at Radio 2.
He was such an incredible professional. He was such a lovely man. He was lovely to every single person, the security guard on the door, the director general. He treated them all the same. He was so encouraging to the next generation of presenters who came in, people like me, who hadn't got a clue. He was so generous with his time, his hospitality, and he was such a large character, such a huge figure in British radio. I am still processing this, and I cannot believe it. That cheerful voice is gone, and there are so many people who will feel this loss.
The BBC's Director General, Tim Davey, said that Steve Wright was the ultimate professional who was deeply in touch with his listeners. Radio 2's controller, Helen Thomas, called him quite simply a broadcasting legend. The Radio 2 presenter, Tony Blackburn, said Steve Wright was the DJ's DJ.
He was just a one-off. I loved his radio programmes. He, like me, just had a deep love of radio. And he will be very, very sadly missed. I will miss him very, very much indeed. And I think the audience will miss him a lot. He was a genuinely wonderful broadcaster. You know, he did make a lot of people very happy, including me.
In other news, three women have been found guilty of a terrorism offence.